This is KSFR News. I'm Gino Gutierrez. On December 29th, the New Mexico Department of Corrections announced that state-run prison facilities will no longer be accepting inmates' personal mail. Instead, inmates' friends and family were instructed to address their letters to a Florida P.O. box where the mail would be sent for processing. Source New Mexico's Austin Fisher has been covering this issue and sits down with KSFR to discuss the impacts of this sudden policy change. Austin, you've done two stories on this change in the mailing policy for inmates and their families, and KSFR has also published some stories on this as well, but for people who are listening and hearing this issue for the first time, would you mind just summarizing what this issue is and how it's affecting the inmates and their families?
Of course, and thanks for having me on. The New Mexico Corrections Department on December 29th, over the holiday break, told state prisoners' families that it will be banning physical mail in the state prisons, and it directed them to send their letters to a private company in Florida that creates photocopies for the recipients. The department says the change is because of incidents where contraband was found smuggled in through the mail.
And Austin, you really touched on it, how this policy change was kind of a sudden shift for families and the inmates. In your first article, you spoke with a policy manager at Bold Futures New Mexico, and she said the mail is a significant form of connection between incarcerated people and their loved ones. So I would imagine this was a big shift for these families and these inmates.
Yes. So Lizhilda Campos at Bold Futures New Mexico, you know, tells me that connection is super important, especially for people in prison. Communication through mail, she said, can be a critical way for incarcerated people to ask for help when basic needs are not met in a facility, to stay updated on family emergencies and celebrations, and to just get emotional support from their loved ones. She said getting mail in prison is already an uncertain process, and further delaying it or increasing the chances of losing it will negatively affect those in need of that sort of lifeline connection. I would say that to zoom out even broader, looking at prisons as institutions, an ACLU New Mexico attorney tells me that many of these kinds of restrictions are often enacted in the name of safety and security, but really, the only thing that they serve to do is to dehumanize people, and they don't actually make the prisons any more safe.
And Austin, you pointed out right there how prisons will often rely on safety to justify reasons for implementing measures such as this restriction of inmates getting actual copies of their mail. In the first article you wrote about this issue, you mentioned that the New Mexico Department of Corrections introduced this measure to curtail the introductions of narcotics into these prison systems. But in speaking with the ACLU attorney that you spoke to, Denali Wilson, that you mentioned earlier, she really said that this kind of restriction is baked into the design of a prison and isolates people from their families.
This attorney from the ACLU of New Mexico, you know, tells me that extreme isolation from families and support systems is actually what fuels drug use in prison. So prison officials don't get to use illegal drugs as the reason to isolate people even further. You know, this attorney points to research that shows that at the individual level, violence is driven by shame, isolation, exposure to violence, and an inability to meet one's economic needs, all of which are the core features of imprisonment. These are the essential elements of how a prison operates. And this attorney tells me that isolating people and shaming them and putting them in a place that's filled with exposure to violence, you know, that restricting mail is sort of a continuation of that process.
And Austin, one thing that really struck me when I was reading the second article you wrote about this issue was the story of Joe Ray Barella. And you spoke to him about the impact this is having on him personally, receiving mail, photocopies of mail from his children, from his fiance, and how that really wasn't the same feeling for him as it was to receive those genuine copies.
Yeah, so Joe Ray Barella, he is currently incarcerated at the Penitentiary of New Mexico. He's got a 13 by 7 foot cell there in the South unit. And he hangs these pictures and these drawings and prayers on the wall of his cell. He's only allowed to put those things up in a very specific spot where the guards allow him. But that's what Joe Ray uses to stay connected with his family. I mean, he's talked with other prisoners at PNM who are going through the same thing, and all of them cherish these physical objects that they can get in the mail. And one thing that comes through is that there is a real, you know, you put love into a card. You know, we sort of feel obligated to send these, you know, these cards around the holiday. But when you're trying to stay connected with your family and you're in prison, it's not just a holiday thing. It's a very sort of, the way that Joe Ray describes it, it's a very central, it's just an everyday part of his life. And what hit me the hardest in talking with Joe Ray was, you know, I asked him, how does all this make you feel? And it says it depresses him, because mail is one thing that a prisoner really looks forward to. He tells me, quote, when they pass by your cell and you don't get any mail, it's like, oh my God, well, you know, maybe tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes. And that quote really stuck with me, because I think it speaks to the sort of the isolation and desperation that can come from being in prison.
Austin, I really appreciate you taking some time to sit down with me and discuss your two articles you've written on this issue.
Thanks so much for having me on.
That was Austin Fisher with Source New Mexico. We at KSFR would like to thank Austin again for taking time to sit down with us to discuss this issue. For KSFR News, I'm Gino Gutierrez.